Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Michelle, it's time to talk skin creams. Enough. $20.
Oh, my favorite thing.
Versus $200. I know. See, it's all.
My second favorite thing, maybe.
Literally. I know. What can I say? We're not going to even. No, didn't we just do a segment on that? Well, anyway.
We did.
But I digress. So we're going to be talking about dermatology. So the only person on the whole planet, of course, we call upon is Dr. Jimmy Yannis. Hey. Who is our board certified dermatologist and associate professor of dermatology at the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hey, Jimmy, welcome back.
Hello,
to
Dr.
Her Radio.
Thank you. Hello, Michelle.
Oh,
hello,
goodness gracious.
Oh, skincare.
Where do we begin? All right.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Come on. Everyone out there is wondering, should they just run on over and be impressed with the $200 price on a skin cream versus going to your, you know, discount drugstore and buying something for $20. What's the difference here?
Great question. I like to analogize it first. So let's say you're in the mood for a hamburger. Do you make the decision to say, I'm going to go to Wendy's, mass-produced, probably decent quality, or am I something, I want something that's a little bit more sort of higher quality, maybe even a little bit more pure. Maybe you're going to go to In-N-Out Burger, or maybe if you're going to have a hamburger, do that special treat. There's no way the only place you're going to get a burger is at a steak restaurant where you're going to have full table service and you could have wine served to you. One of the biggest differentiator is the experience. So a lot of the ingredients, fancy or expensive, are very much similar. So a lot of it is the experience.
It's more the experience. So do you think it's the marketing, Jimmy? It's the packaging? It's the,
yeah.
Right? What is it that's making women go buy these really expensive products, most of which I've tried, by the way, as you know, and they don't work.
Right. So because the ingredients tend to be so similar, it really is just as you said, Michelle, how is it presented? Because I usually have a substantial heartache when I see a patient bring in a $200 bottle of cream, and it actually has a trivial amount of the active ingredient, and it might be loaded, and usually is, with preservatives or fragrances that put those poor folks at risk for itchy rashes or peeling.
Right.
So
That's interesting.
Yeah. So I generally focus on sort of mid-market stuff just because you can actually look for simple things. As many folks are thinking about, gosh, I want a lotion that will give me a little bit of rejuvenation, get some moisturization, but that's a reasonably simple product. So I look for key ingredients. For example, salicylic acid is the fancy name for aspirin.
My favorite.
If you Google the word salicylic acid cream, you'll find a myriad of choices from common makers like Aveeno to your $200 version that comes in a beautiful box that's been advertised galore and that has a gorgeous hand-blown bottle. But the notion is, you know, if you want that delightful full-service steak that's been advertised, you know, your burger's made out of that ground steak, help yourself. But is it going to derive any different overall outcome? Likely not.
So, do you know what's interesting? I'm listening to him. I think I told you this, Michelle. My mother, who was actually one of the grand dames of modeling in the 40s and 50s, and a very beautiful woman with fair skin, red hair, and all of that, recently passed away, and she was in her 90s, and her entire life, she used Pond's. I'm not even kidding you. She used it for everything. I don't even know what's in it. I'm almost afraid to look. But she literally had obviously avoided the sun, but had almost no wrinkles and just absolutely vibrant ivory skin. And so I always remember that when I see something that costs $300 a jar. And I keep thinking to myself, I wonder what's going on there.
Yep. It has special ingredients, and the word special is a very misleading word on purpose. So it will have, I love reading things like that it has, Jack Daniel's extract, or that it will have sage, ground sage.
Make you feel good too.
Extract. Yeah, exactly. So, so when you're actually paying for boutique ingredients like that, when have you and I ever been told that splashing a little liquor on your face is going to make much of a difference? Probably not very much.
I don't know, but I'm going to open my mouth when I do it.
I know, right? But the sad thing is they'll put about two drops in a whole gallon. So you're not going to get very much out of it that way. It's really just that experience.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. But Jimmy, we have this huge thing now, skinsafeproducts.com, right? So Pam can go on there and look at ponds and see exactly what's in it. But isn't part of this too that, certain people suffer from certain allergies, and we're just buying product and we don't know how to read the labels, and we don't know how to read the ingredients, and we're always surprised. And we shouldn't be, right? Because yeah. we should try to understand what we're allergic to, why our face is breaking out. And I think a lot of times people don't even understand what they're putting on their body versus rinsing off, the effects it can have on your skin.
You're exactly right. Preservatives and fragrances are things that get those sensitive skin people into trouble. And you gave an example of a resource, skinsafeproducts.com, that helps guide people away very easily by just looking for a top free label that's listed on the website that guides people away from skincare products that actually contain those common causes of itchy, rashy, scaly skin. Whether it be those preservatives or fragrances, of which there are myriad, and they're so sneaky in terms of the chemical names that they have. They can seem so innocent. My favorite is when something says it's fragrance-free, and you flip over the back and you see such tricky names like linalool. Who in the world would know that that's fragrance? But the front of the package will say it's fragrance-free. You look at the back, and if you're a little bit of a chemistry nerd like me, you know very quickly, well, that's not fragrance-free.
Right, that's got something in it. Well, and that goes for botanicals too, doesn't it, Jimmy? That if people don't realize that they can be allergic to botanicals because it kind of lives in the fragrance section?
Exactly. When you and I think about what makes something smell pretty, generally it comes from a flower, yet it's marketed as a botanical.
And that, interesting.
Oh, it's amazing.
I didn't realize that.
And well, fragrance-free.
Well, let me ask you a quick question because we only have a minute. Aromatherapy. A lot of the oils are basically, utilizing everything, all kinds of different, essences, everything from rose to lavender and whatever. Is that different than what we're talking about here?
No, ma'am, exactly the same thing. So people will often tell me with great pride, I'm only using essential oils. Well, that's just another way for saying buckets of fragrance, super concentrated.
I hear that all the time. So, Jimmy, quickly, in 30 seconds, 20 seconds, give us the name of a few products that you think are really good. I know Vanna Cream is one that I happen to like, but what do you like?
Do you know what, Michelle? It's so easy. I hate to, encourage too many folks to just go to skinsafeproducts.com, but it's so easy because there you can see a myriad of choices. Simple things. Oil of Olay is such an easy, anything from Johnson & Johnson tend to be pretty straightforward products, but every line will have some oops ingredients, so you can choose safely.
Great.
So I want everyone out there to run on over to SkinSafe. Come on.
Products.com.
You got it. SkinSafeProducts.com and learn more, more, more. Dr. Jimmy Yannis, thank you for being on her radio once again to help us understand the differences in skin creams between $20 and $200. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to her radio on Radio MD. Stay well.